very good evening and welcome along to The Score here on Highland. After a 12-week break, we are back in action. And on the programme tonight, we'll be looking at Gaelic games, boxing and golf. Eamon Davis is, of course, a man that is known well within golfing circles in Donegal. I'll be speaking to him later about what golfers in the county can expect as Phase 2 is introduced next week. Donegal boxer Brett McGinty turned professional towards the end of last year. He was due to have his first professional fight in 2020. But it's been a difficult time for the Donegal man because everything was brought to a halt because of the pandemic. We'll hear what he's at the moment and when he expects to be back in the ring. But up first, we're going to Gaelic Games and we're going to go to the home of the county champions of 2019. That, of course, is Niamh Connell. Earlier today, I spoke to the chairman, David Kilsh, about how the club are dealing with the situation, the hopes as to when club football will return to Davy Brennan Park, and the question over should clubs still have to pay the full levy to the county board. Well, David, you're welcome to the Score programme, chairman of the holders of the Dr. Maguire Cup, which is won in 2019. This is a year, the following year, that you were the marked team in the county that everybody wanted to topple, and you would have had a bit of a swagger about just getting into games, David, but that didn't materialise. What's this crisis and the pandemic and the situation been like around Niamh Connell and Davy Brennan Memorial Park over the last number of months?
It's just been unprecedented. Nobody seen what was coming, and we locked the gates on the 12th of March and we haven't been in since. And we had plans for this year in place to get back to where we were. We had plans to bring on our facilities again to the next level as well, but it just wasn't to be. It's been a roller coaster, to be honest, because we've had to get people involved in different things to help out in the coordinated response in the whole of the community. Between three groups, the Glenties and Fintown COVID-19 response it is, and it was the Glenties Community Development, the Niamh Connell GAA Club, and the Glenties Cardiac Forest Responders. And we've rolled in with that well, and with players, managers, club members and volunteers all involved in it. Yeah. And it's just great to see.
Yeah, the club is, of course, a huge part of the community in the Glenties and Fintown area. And that's just maybe one part of the programmes that you've got involved in, because you're trying to keep an interest there for underage as well, David, and you've a couple of initiatives and programmes going. And I know there's a lot of online stuff as well happening, trying to keep the young kids kicking a ball around their backyard.
Yeah, we got involved with those things straight away. You see, we have Leo McLuhan as the coaching officer in the club, and last year he put together a coaching plan for the club, and it was to be taken on to the next level this year, but unfortunately that had to be rolled back and thought of different ways to do it. So we came around with Zoom training sessions, and I know from watching one for my own daughter there the last few weeks that we had Leo doing one, then we had Kieran Thompson doing it, and there last Sunday we had Jack McKelvey. You couldn't ask for better. Three of the county boys, and what more do you want to keep the kids to keep the young kids interested?
Yeah, and just maybe moving on to the older age groups, particularly teenagers, boys and girls that in their late teens, the life start opening up for them. There's a lot of other things going on in life for them. Does this situation could it be detrimental for some clubs because there may be younger players that would move away from GEA given that they don't have the usual sessions there?
Oh, definitely, without a doubt, because as we know, the gates have been locked. You haven't had the facilities for them to use. We've been blessed that the local comprehensive track is there and it has been open. And I know the boys have been given individual running programs in different age groups to do. And it's been great for the minors to be able to do that and so on. But the likes of then your 14s and 16s, your under 14s and 16s and under 12s, that's where you'll that's where you weren't getting it, because they need a more of a structured programme. The minors will be that little bit more mature that they'd be able to follow a running programme. I know nothing is a substitute for a ball in the hand. We all know that, but you have to keep them ticking over in some way.
Yeah.
So the Zoom training sessions help, and just getting them, giving them little bits of skills and stuff they can do at home has been a massive lift. But hopefully we will be back soon, and we'll be able to open up the gates in whichever way the roadmap sees this. Sooner rather than later.
Yeah. I think the general consensus seems to be with clubs is, listen, get the pitches open as soon as possible, and we can implement restrictions there, but it's key that we don't wait to July the 20th, get them open as early as possible.
I can see them opening sooner rather than later because of the numbers going down, and it's great to see the numbers going down, as in the cases and unfortunately deaths as well. But we have to follow the roadmap and to the best of our ability. And the GAA will actually come out with something in the next while, and hopefully it will bring everything forward to an earlier date than the 20th of July, because that is just too long away. Mm. And we need to get the kids back on the field. Even if it is supervised training sessions in small groups, so be it. We can do it. We can implement something. We can try and get volunteers to help out to make sure this can be done.
Yeah. What's your feelings on an August return for club championship to start the defence of that Dr. Maguire Cup that you won last year, David? Because there is sort of reports, sir, non-concrete from Croke Park yet on this, but there's been talk of this over the last number of days and weeks that it could be August that the club championship is going to be back.
Well, I heard rumours of this, and I heard the stories. If that's the case and it brings us back to some life form of football, we'll be ready for it, and we'll just have to be ready for it. But it's not an ideal situation, because in every other year you had your league to build up your style of play and the way you would prepare for games, but now we could be in a much shortened fixture schedule, so we'll just have to see what comes, and hopefully we will get to defend our title.
Yeah, so you'd be confident that there will be some sort of club football this year?
Well, the GAA, I think, in fairness to them, have said it should be club first, and I fully stand behind that, because the clubs all over the country have actually stood up and stood tall and helped out in their communities, the length and breadth of the country. So it should be the clubs that are back first, as far as I would be concerned.
Yeah. And it would be good to get back playing football. It would be good to get the gates open again, and it would be good to try and sort of generate some revenue again for the club, because it's not just yourself, David, and Niamh Connell over there in Glenties. It's the rest of the clubs around the county and the country that are starting to struggle financially, and this is having another impact. So it has.
The revenue in a club has just dried up to little or nothing. It is actually nothing. We have nothing coming in. Because our club lotto was gone. Our other initiatives have dried up because we can't organise any fundraising activities at the moment. And we just are at a loss as to how we can pay our bills. Like we do actually still have bills coming in, so it's pitch maintenance, it's insurance, it's the injury fund have all been paid, and we're not getting anything in return for it. And then we still have to pay the club levies, as far as we know.
Yeah. As things stand, through the county board, you still have to pay those levies. Now, I know clubs are going to be discussing this with the county board, but as if the levy, I suppose, was made void for this year and was put back to next year or to roll into subsequent years, it would be seen as very beneficial to a club.
the levy is, to us for the year, will be €6,500. It's a hell of an awful lot of money when you have no games, or you've no gates, and you've no club lotto or bingo or so on to make the money to cover that cost. We do actually stand over what we said, that we would like it suspended for the year and got rid of for this year, because it's a lot of money for us to be able to pay for no football. But if we do get football, I'm sure there could be compromises, or there could be a discussion with the county board as to a proportion of that levy being paid. Yeah. But as for paying £6,500, it is a hell of an awful lot of money for not enough football to cover us, or what football we will actually get.
Yeah. And on your understanding, what's the breakdown of the levy, David? Where does the money from the levy go?
I wouldn't be fully up to scale on that. I just know the cost of what we have to pay, and I have been told it is for the... that part of it is used to pay for the loan the county board have. But in households up and down the county and the country, people have deferred their loans. Maybe the county board could have looked into that for the time being, and we could have come back to it.
You would be happy with the discount for this year, not having to pay the full amount?
If we get football, I would be happy with a discounted price. But if we don't, I don't see how we could pay £6,500, yeah, for if we didn't get any football.
Mayo have already taken the decision to cancel fees, isn't that correct?
That's correct. They done that back in March. They done it initially for, I think it was March and April, but then they have extended it as far as I know, yeah, that it has been suspended for the year.
£6,500, you say, is a lot of money for the club. If you were to put £6,500 into a club and another side of the club, and it wasn't to be the levy, what would that cover, David?
Oh, well, it could cover anything, because last year we nearly had a disaster with the club with the river, like flooding.
Yeah,
we could have put it towards trying to alleviate that and making sure that won't happen again. And we've looked at other avenues of where the money could be spent. We had initially at the start of the year planned to fundraise to put floodlights on our pitch as in last year when we, in our run to the Ulster final, we had the good fortune to be able to use our neighbouring club's facilities, Ardra. So that's why we wanted to take it on ourselves and fundraise to be able to put floodlights on our main pitch.
Okay then, David. Listen, thanks for joining us. I'm sure there'll be more discussions between clubs and the county board in the coming days and weeks in relation to the levies and the fees. And fingers crossed, David, we'll be back playing football soon.
Hopefully we will be.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Stay safe and take care.
No bother. Thank you.
That's Dublin native and a man which is now very much grounded in Donegal football, David Kelch, chairman of Niamh Connell GAA Club.